Shalom to all, and you're listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second only in Parsha Shmini, that's Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And we're in the middle of describing the Avodah that Aaron and his sons did on the eighth day of the Miluim, the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. This was the first time that the Mishkan was set up and was not dismantled. Aaron and his sons were being installed as Kohanim, and this is a special Avodah that they did. Pasuk Yud Zayin tells us, Vayakrevis HaMincha, and he brought the Korban Mincha, Vayamalei Kapi Mimeno, he filled his palm with the Mincha, Vayakarel HaMizbeach, and he burnt it on the Mizbeach, Mulvada Olas HaBeker, this is besides for the carbon oil that was brought in the morning, which is referring to the carbon tamid. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin Vayamalei Kapa he kmitza. This is a special kmitza. This is the way that a carbon mincha is brought. Mavad Elas Habayker Kol Elo Asa Achar Elas HaTamid. All this was brought after the carbon tamid was done. We know that the carbon tamid is the first carbon that's brought in the morning. Bat Chomesh Pasuk Yud Ches Vayishchatas Hashar Veso Ayil and he shechted the shar in the aisle. Zevach Hashlam Asher La'am. This is the shlam that the nation was supposed to bring. Vayimtziu Bnei Aaron Asadam Elov and the sons of Aaron presented him the blood. Vayizerkelam Mizbeach Saviv and he threw it around the Mizbeach. Vesachalavim and the fats. Men Asher Men Aisle from the shar and from the aisle, ha'alya, the tail, v'amachas, and that which covers over, v'akloyas, and the kidneys, v'yerseres ha'kaved, and that which is on top of the liver, v'yasimus ha'chalavim ala chazos, and he put the fats on top of the breast, v'yakter ha'chalavim ha'mezbecha, and he burnt the chalavim, the fats, on the mezbeach. V'yis ha'chazos in the breast, v'yishek ha'yamin, and the right thigh, hainif aron tunufel f'nei Hashem, Aaron picked them up and waved them around, waving in front of Hashem, kasher tziva Moshe, exactly like the Moshe commanded. V'yisa Aaron usyadav al am, v'yvarchem, Aaron lifted his hands up towards the nation, and he blessed them, v'yer and then he descended from bringing the chatas oil and shlamim. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk of Beis Vayvarachem. What bracha did he give them? Birchas Kehanim. Birchas Kehanim. Yivrechacha Yair Yisa. The three psukim of Birchas Kehanim that we know. Vayered. What does that mean? He descended. Me'al Mizbeach. He descended from being on top of the Mizbeach. Vatachomish Pasuk of Gimel. Vayave Moshe Va'aron al Oil Ma'id. Moshe and Aaron went into the Oil Ma'id. Vayetzu. Then they came out. Vayvarcha Sa'am. And they blessed the nation. Vayera Kvayd Hashem al Kala'am. And the glory of Hashem appeared to all the nation. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk of Gimel. Vayavei Moshe va'Aaron. Lama nechnesu? Why did they both go into the El Ma'id? Masasi parashas milim b'raisa anusev saltaros karam shalanu. I found in a b'raisa says Rashi. Lama nechnes Moshe va'Aaron? Why did Moshe go in with Aaron? L'lam del masik ketores to teach him how to do the ketores. Or perhaps loy nechnes el davar acher. Perhaps he went for something else. Hareini done. I'm going to learn from here. Says the b'raisa. You read the ubia to unas bracha. My read the main avoda. Avbia main avoda. Halamatas teaches you. Lama nechnes Moshe va'Aaron? Why did Moshe go in with Aaron? L'lam del masik ketores to teach him about the ketores. So that's the first understanding. The reason why Moshe went in with Aaron is to teach him how to do the ketara. Davar acher, but now we have a different understanding. Kivan shara Aaron shekavru kol karbonos v'nasu kol ma'asim v'lar d'shechina l'Yisrael. Aaron saw that all the karbonos were brought, he did everything that he was supposed to do, and the shechina still didn't come down. Hayim etzar v'aymer, he was very pained, and he said, Yaday ani shekasa kosh baruch hu alai, I know Hashem's angry at me, or b'shvili lo yar d'shechina l'Yisrael. It's because of me the shechina hasn't come down yet. Amar lo Moshe, he told Moshe, Moshe achi, Moshe my brother, kachas isali, this is what you did to me, shechnasti v'nisbayashti, that I went in, I did all that vaida that was supposed to bring down the Shechina, and it hasn't brought down the Shechina, and now I'm embarrassed. Miyad nechnas Moshe imoy, right away Moshe went in with him, ubikshu rachamim v'yardu Shechina l'Yisrael, they both davened for mercy, and then the Shechina came down to Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk had said, Vayetu avarcho es ha'am, then they left the Oil Ma'id, and they blessed the nation. Amr, what do they say? V'hi noyim Hashem alakeinu aleinu, the pleasantness of Hashem our God should be on us, yihi rotzon shetishra Shechina b'masei deichem, it should be His will that His Shechina should rest on your handiwork, meaning on the Mishkan. And the reason this is Lafisha called Shivasim Yamiluim Hamidu Mashal Mishkan. All the Shivasim Yamiluim, the 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, which were the 7 days prior to this day that we're talking about, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had stood up the Mishkan, meaning he set it up, Vashimesh Bai, and he did all that void in it, Upeker Bechal Yom, and he would dismantle it again every single day, Loshar Sobai Shechina. The Shechina never rested in it those 7 days. Vahi Yisrael Nechlam and Vahimel Moshe, Klai Yisrael, they were embarrassed and they were sad, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kal Teresha Terachnu, all this hard work that we did, Shetesha Shechina Beneinu, was just so that the Shechina could rest among us. And then we can know that we were forgiven for the Egel Azov. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. We had this in the last Aliyah. This is what Hashem commanded that you shall do, and the glory of Hashem is going to appear to you. Aaron, achi, kedai v'chashiv meni. Aaron, my brother, he is more fitting and more important than I am. And it's going to be through his karbanos and his avodah that the Shechina is going to be among you. And then you're going to know that Hashem chose him. And that's what we just learned, that after Aaron Akain brought his karbanos, then the Shechina descended upon the Mishkan. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.